Today's broadcast is brought to you by ClassicBaseballBroadcasts.com, your one-stop destination for thousands of authentic, vintage radio game broadcasts, interviews and highlights, Red Barber, Mel Allen, Vin Scully, Ernie Harwell, Kurt Godey, are just a few of the Ford Frick Award-winning voices. There are hundreds more that will bring back childhood memories from back in the day when the game was always on. From the crack of the bat, to the roar of the crowd, relive the moments that made Baseball America's favorite pastime. Get started for free and step back in time listening to baseball's greatest moments.
Step up to the plate and relive the golden age of baseball. We are so excited to introduce Classic Baseball Broadcast, your future destination to relive in original broadcast format the most iconic games, legendary calls, and timeless moments from baseball history. Whether you're a diehard fan or just discovering the roots of the game, everything you need, because we have a treasure chest of baseball's greatest stories told by the folks who were there. Go ahead and visit ClassicBaseballBroadcast.com today. Sign up for free, and let's keep the spirit of America's pastime alive one inning at a time. This is Baseball History Daily, and I'm Tom, a baseball nostalgia enthusiast, and I'm just here to bring you a few minutes about today in baseball history. And here's my co-host Robin to jump into today's highlights.
On August 12, 1912, three men attack Ty Cobb on his way to the Detroit rail station. Cobb sustains a cut on his shoulder, but catches one of his attackers and pistol whips him. To no one's surprise, Cobb then travels to Syracuse and gets two hits in an exhibition game. There was no joy in Mudville on August 12, 1940, as Ernest Lawrence Thayer, author of Casey at the Bat, dies in Santa Barbara, California at age 77. Cleveland and Detroit square off to decide ownership of the division lead. In a duel between two aces, Bob Feller tops Hal Newhouser 8-5 and becomes the majors' first 20-game winner on August 12, 1940. In 1964, Mickey Mantle sets a major league record hitting home runs from both sides of the plate for the 10th time in his career. Mantle hits a left-handed homer off Ray Herbert clear over the 461-foot marker in center field that lands 15 rows into the bleachers, 502 feet from the plate. On August 12, 1995, the Dodgers defeat the Pirates 11-10 in 11 innings on the oddest play of the year. With the potential winning run at third, Mitch Webster of the Dodgers swings at a pitch in the dirt. Pittsburgh's rookie catcher, Angelo Encarnacion, casually picked up the ball with his mask, leading Dodger manager Tommy Lasorda to appeal, citing the rule which awards a runner two bases if a fielder uses his mask to touch a thrown ball. The umpires agree and allow the winning run to score. Encarnacion is given an error. In 1996, Geronimo Barroa hits three home runs in the Athletics' 11-1 win over Minnesota. He becomes the 10th player in history to have a pair of three-homer games in the same season. Barroa accounts for five of Oakland's runs, and Mark McGwire accounts for four with a pair of homers himself. McGwire, who missed 30 games, now has 41 homers on the season. That was August 12th, this day in baseball.
Our extensive collection of radio broadcasts captures the game's most iconic moments. They are retold to you by those who lived it. These broadcasts narrate more than just a game. They paint a vivid picture of the era and the legends that shaped it. Have a quick listen.
Brought to you direct from Comiskey Park.
Speaking to you from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.
This is Ernie Harwell at Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, Maryland.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the radio audience. We're at Maven Field.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the radio audience. Today we're out at the Polo Grounds, that historic old home of the New York Giants, nestled in the lee of Coogan's Bluff on the island of Manhattan.
Hi there, everybody. This is Ralph Kiner. Welcome to another big league game from Houston, Texas, here at Colt Stadium.
And now good afternoon, everyone, to baseball fans everywhere. This is Bill Slater with Al Helfer and Bill Corum greeting you from Brink Stadium in Detroit.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Start using a sportsman talk favorite.
Welcome you to another baseball broadcast brought to you direct from Wrigley Field.
Well, it's another beautiful day here in Yankee Stadium.
This is Vin Scully along with Jerry Doggett and Al Helfer inviting you to stay with us now.
Excited to start listening to some of these games? Just come on over to members.thisdayinbaseball.com and join us today. As we wrap up today's show, thank you, Robin, for today's highlights. You can find her for voiceover work at robinsays.com. And if you enjoy the podcast, please help me out and do one of three things. Follow, subscribe this podcast, and leave a review. It really helps. Share us with your baseball friends. Let them know about us, or jump over to members.thisdayinbaseball.com, join our email list, community, and our family of baseball podcasts. Hey guys, I hope you enjoyed that, and I'm glad you stuck around to the end. And I just wanted to credit those audio sources. That all the credits are in the show notes, as well as a link to all the audio libraries. As a quick reminder, the best way to stay connected with us is just to sign up for the daily newsletter. The daily newsletter has trivia, quotes, link to today's podcast, history, and much, much more. Everything is in the show notes. Just click away and enjoy. And I hope to see you at a ballpark real soon.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by ClassicBaseballBroadcasts.com, your one-stop destination for thousands of authentic, vintage radio game broadcasts, interviews and highlights, Red Barber, Mel Allen, Vin Scully, Ernie Harwell, Kurt Godey, are just a few of the Ford Frick Award-winning voices. There are hundreds more that will bring back childhood memories from back in the day when the game was always on. From the crack of the bat to the roar of the crowd, relive the moments that made baseball America's favorite pastime. Get started for free and step back in time listening to baseball's greatest moments.